W4GAS Mobile.
W4PXB. I am in my truck. Mobile, but stopped at a red light.
T. Name here is Steve. I'm stopped on 85. I think about 37 mile marker on the northbound side. But good morning to you.
Sir, when you said 85, I figured you'd be stopped somewhere since that's the norm.
Left home 40 minutes early this morning. And it looks like I'm going to need all 40 minutes. And maybe then some.
Yep, I am so glad I don't have to travel that road anymore.
Yeah, I normally don't have to travel the interstate, but this morning I do. We have our Christmas meeting at a hotel in Greenville. So here I am.
Yep, just please be careful on, you know, out in your travels.
Same to you. Are you in a pickup truck or are you in a big truck or 18-wheeler?
A 1500 Silverado.
Just curious when you said truck. I'm in a Silverado as well.
Definitely nice trucks. It's one belonging to my father-in-law, and it's a 2009, but it's, you know, still very, very much in good shape.
Yeah, this one has served me well. I bought it new in 2014, I think it was. Yeah, 2014. Got 105,000 on it now. So far, so good. Knock on wood. Looked at a new one a few months back, but I just can't see it. It's more than I paid for my house.
Probably a word to the wise. If yours has that function that actually takes the system down from 8-cylinder to 4, you want to look online and get that module that actually keeps it in the 8-cylinder mode all the time, because I had to have the engine redone on this one because they mentioned that when it reduces that pressure like that, it actually shuts off the, you know, oil pressure to the other valves, which those went, you know, had issues because of that lack of oil pressure. So they make a module that actually keeps it in the 8-cylinder mode all the time.
Not sure if I'm going to hit the repeater this go around. I'm coming up out of the little valley here on 85. It's real scratchy on receipt. But yeah, I'm familiar with that plugs into the OBD2 port. I just run mine in fifth gear instead of automatic sixth. Just put it in manual fifth, and it prevents it from going in the 4-cylinder mode.
Definitely good, because it was definitely quite a little bit expensive to fix the engine, like I said, especially when it could have been prevented by, I guess, knowing about that long time ago.
Running in fifth gear since I bought it, so. But I think if anything ever does happen, I've been really thinking about it, and I think I'll just go with an old school 350 with aftermarket fuel injection and a turbo 400 transmission, because the transmission in these trucks, they give a lot of problems. And I can't see putting replacing one problem with another problem, so I'll probably just go old school on it and be done with it. I don't need all the gauges to work other than fuel gauge, oil pressure, and temperature, so I think I can get around all that.
With vehicles, just follow the idea of KISS, and definitely works like a charm. Wish that, you know, at some point in time when I look to replace this one, I know they're a little bit hard to find, but you would like to get something to that same effect, but with the manual transmission.
dead sad. You can't even get a manual transmission anymore unless you special order a vehicle with it. Not just for passenger cars, but commercial trucks as well. I work for a transportation company, and we have 68 drivers, I believe, right now. And all automatics. Well, one, half the drivers can't drive a standard, but number two, you can't get a standard transmission anymore unless you special order.
Yeah, it's definitely a dying option, or without separately having to order it and pay for the extra cost of getting one.
That state of affairs, in my opinion, we had to buy 10 additional trucks. We leased all of our equipment, but we had to buy 10 trucks just to provide replacement for when our trucks break down that we lease at a very huge cost, W4 TAS.
I definitely know that hurt.
Big expense that we surely didn't need. $1.25 million just to have coverage when equipment breaks.
Ouch. That, man, that definitely hurt.
Going on 85, but the emergency equipment keeps passing on the shoulder. I've seen several ambulances, fire trucks, highway patrol, and some of those little ship trucks.
Unfortunately, I don't know right now. Like I said, I didn't see anything on the news this morning about anything like that, so it just must have happened recent.
Headed into work this morning, or out running errands, going fishing? What you up to this morning?
I am definitely heading into work. The other two options sound, the fishing sounded better than running the errands, but yeah, I'm definitely heading into work.
I've definitely got fishing on my mind. Had a day off yesterday for the first time since September, and doing some restructuring at work, and so I haven't had the time, but I took the time yesterday, got my boat out, made sure everything was good on it, batteries charged up, and got it ready. I'm going to do some fishing next week, I believe. It's about to be cool enough when most people are not going to go, so it'll be more peaceful.
Where and what are you going to go fishing for?
Most likely going down on Lake Russell, and I will be fishing for crappie, depending on where you're from.
Yep. I've been on that lake fishing for the crappie. So you going to troll or just try to hit a bed?
Familiar with the lake. I don't know if you're familiar with Pickens Creek. I've got probably 100 brush piles in Pickens Creek. And I'll do whatever they want. I'll go look at brush piles. I'll look at the creek run. Just depends on where they're at. I haven't fished since August, I believe, was the last time.
Yeah, definitely with a crappie, you can't sit there and pull too hard and set the hook, because it'll definitely tear that mouth right out.
Well, I usually do pretty good when I go. Majority of the time, I'll catch a limit, but who knows now? I went from fishing 3 days a week to nothing. But I think my life is about to allow more fishing time again.
Yep, I pretty much have a 4-year-old that, you know, we adopted in May, so that definitely limits mine, but definitely take her with her, and the attention span is like, okay, done, next. So, but I'm now at work. It's KO4PXB. I'll say 73 on your final.
We'll get that child out there. She'll grow into it. Have a good day at work. 73, W4GAS.